Welcome to We Hungry, the podcast where we give you our personal takes from local St. Louis restaurants on whether or not it's worth your time. We will cover several things about each restaurant we go to, which will include the cost and presentation of the food, to the drinks, quality of service from the staff, to the atmosphere of the place itself. My name's Kayla.
I'm Carson, and on today's episode, we'll be talking about our dining experience at the Two Shamrocks, and where was it? In the
O'Fallon.
O'Fallon.
Was it off K?
364 and K.
Yes.
So O'Fallon.
So not too far off the highways, which is always a nice thing for me. So as you walk into it, like, they have a very dark exterior.
Yes, but it was also dark, so we did go on a 7:30 on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
So it was on a little catty corner of a strip mall, I want to say, right?
Ish. Yeah, ish. Like there's a hair salon right next to it.
Correct.
But they've definitely got like outdoor seating for, you know, warmer days, not the...
Yeah,
you know,
it was too cold.
30 degree weather we went out in. As soon as you walk in, you know it's an Irish pub.
Oh, yeah. This was a straight up legit like Irish bar atmosphere type.
It was super cool. Like how they did the decorations was cool. It's a small, like close-knit feeling. Whereas like you could yell at the bartender, hey, barkeep, get me a drink. But obviously don't ever say that because that would be so rude.
So when you walk in, so there's like Kayla said, there's a lot. It's very Irishy. It has very like this kind of like rustic, kind of like Irish like hobbit feel.
Yeah, like it's an old build. It feels like it's an old building.
Yeah, but it's still like it's not. Still new, but it's just like has that nice rustic atmosphere and decor to it. Has a nice big Guinness mirror and these neon signs.
Yes.
They did have, I think, like three different golden tea machines, which I was really going to play.
Carson was very, very excited about
that. Very excited about it. Dude, I could sit there and play. I mean, like, well, the Masters is also going on this weekend, so I could have had that on the background and just play.
It's fine.
Hey, don't tell me shit yet.
Would you like me to use my favorite word? Sports ball?
No. Go. No. No sports ball in this. It'd be on a... Maybe hopefully that'll be on a different podcast that you cannot comment on.
I will not be allowed on that one.
No. So that was really good. They also had some Irish music playing in the background.
As soon as we walked in, there were two songs back to back that were like Dropkick Murphys or something.
Pretty much. Just, you know, your typical Irish rock music off of Spotify or Pandora or whatever. Yeah. It was pretty decently bright and lit. It was actually quite lively too for a Thursday night. It does look like a lot of locals were there. There were a few families there. So it is kid and family friendly as well. They do have like above the bar, they do have like a nice board that shows you like all their Irish whiskeys. And then they also have like a blackboard section on the corner where they can write in or chalk in whatever is special for the day or wherever they have special.
Which I definitely thought was some like, it was actually just like a blocked out, like English bought out brand. But no, it's just a chalkboard.
Oh yeah. So yeah, we thought it was like a band thing. Like, oh, we don't serve this anymore because of X, Y, and Z or...
Which would make sense if it like was, you know, an Irish company that got bought by English people.
It was Fireball. It was back there. It was Fireball.
Straight for it.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. But like the bar looked very well stocked. They had a whole section that was just Irish whiskeys. They had multiple things on tap. You had your basic stuff for the area. So all your Budweisers. They had Guinness on tap.
That's what I got.
Yeah.
Which ended up being really, it was a good, I had a tall one. Good pour, good head, good nitro.
Yeah. Well, and I watched them pour it too. They like did half of it, let it sit for a while, and then they did the other half.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The classic pour.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is why it took forever. I was like, why are we not getting our drinks? And then I realized your drink was sitting there forever.
Yeah. So that was a thing. The drinks was a little slow, but I think that they just had the one waitress.
Yeah.
So.
But it's a Thursday night.
So. It's a Thursday night.
That's fair.
I think my statement makes more sense for it being a Thursday. Not like a party. It wasn't like St. Patty's weekend on a Saturday.
It was opening Cardinals night, though.
Yeah, it was, but like, that's okay. That's not a place you would go for opening night for Cardinals.
No, it's not.
You know, so like,
that's where you go for your hometown hangout.
Yeah, yeah. There's a few other places you would go or actually go into town for the game or Cars Nation or whatever, Ballpark Village.
That's too far away.
It is far away.
It's so far away. But yeah, so that took a while. They did have Magner's cider, which if you had a snake bite, that is Magner's and Guinness in the equivalent of a black and tan or a black and blue, whichever way you know the term.
It's black and blue. I have heard of snake bite
it's before. Black and tan.
That's what the color is. But
exactly. That's why it's black and tan.
That's what I argued when I first saw it. And they were like, no, it's black and blue, Carson. Well,
those people were dumb because it's definitely black and tan.
I'm not going to argue that people told me we're not dumb.
There we go, then.
But they were also alcoholics, too. So I don't know who's more right or who's more wrong.
That's just the club. It's the club we live in.
The club we live in. Okay. Okay.
So, yeah. So Magner's is absolutely delicious as a cider.
So that's a black and blue cider?
Yeah. So you do it with Guinness and the Magners.
Interesting.
It's really, really good. So that's what a snake bite is, traditionally.
Okay.
Is that combination, from what I've been told.
Okay.
I could always be wrong. There is always a possibility of that. Because I'm human, and we're allowed that. So please correct me if I'm wrong. Just, you know.
Just post in the comments, see who's right, who's wrong. I'm going to go with me, black and blue.
Anyway.
See who's wrong.
Anyway. Lots of beverages. They even had a Good News Brewing. I saw that on their taps.
Oh, yeah. We didn't get a chance to have that.
Which is it's a local beer here.
I don't think I've heard of it before. Good News.
It's definitely newer.
Yeah, it has been
newer. They've got a coffee shop. They've got a brewery. They bought up Big Sticky's here in Troy.
What?
Yeah. So they're still
That's not cool.
So, like, Big Sticky's is still, like, their thing. But it looks like their menu has actually improved a little bit.
It was already good.
I know. But it's, like, improved. So, like, you can actually just get a sandwich of stuff. So, my husband loves his turkey sandwiches.
Yeah.
So, he can actually now get a turkey sandwich again, which was not an option before. Which, okay, I mean, he could have literally just asked for a bun every time and then gotten turkey. But anyway, different story.
Well, I don't think he's worried. He knows how to use the system.
Yeah, no, he doesn't.
Okay, anyways.
But that's a different story. That's why I am here and not him.
We need to do like a secret menu, like a secret episode of like secret menus or like how you break a menu.
Yes.
That would be interesting.
Yes.
But we'll figure that out.
How do you play with these menus?
Oh, it's like, so like, you know how like certain like restaurants, it's probably more fast food restaurants type where you can go there and be like, this combo meal is stupidly expensive. I could order this and add these on to it and it would still be the same. It'd be the same order as this expensive combo,
yeah,
but I'm ordering it for $2 cheaper because I added everything on a la carte,
which is fair. Well, and that's okay. So when I go to Starbucks or Dunkin' or whatever coffee place I'm at, I like to get like a turtle. So I do turtle. It's caramel and chocolate.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know.
So
yeah,
basically, yeah, instead of giving me 4 pumps of mocha, which is what they do at Starbucks, I want 2 and 2. So I want half caramel, half chocolate.
Uh-huh.
And then I get a turtle beverage instead.
The fuck is... Okay. What I got? All right. Continue.
Turtles. It's what is it? I don't know. It's like a.
I know what a turtle is. I just don't know what a turtle beverage is.
Okay. Not like a turtle animal. There is like a dessert.
No, I know what the turtle dessert is.
Right, but the turtle dessert is chocolate and caramel.
Yeah.
So it's a turtle coffee instead.
Okay. Okay. Continue.
Anyway, It's the way I like my drinks. Give it the option.
Okay.
Because that's how I learned to make it when I was a barista for Panera.
No, it's Bread Co.
I'm sorry. We're in St. Louis. It's
Bread Co. No. Not just because we're in St. Louis. It is always called Bread Co.
When I was in Como and worked for them, it was very much Bread Co.
Yeah, exactly. Panera. Yeah, damn right. I agree. Shit. Damn right.
Okay, well, you know what? It was a long time ago.
Bread Co.
I've slept since then.
It's still Bread Co. You wake up, go to sleep, it's Bread Co. You wake up, still Bread Co. It's not change.
We're going to lose all our Chicago viewership this way.
It's okay. Welcome all White Sox fans.
Is that still Chicago?
Yes. Yes, but it's like the one no one likes.
Oh, okay, that's fair. We like you. We support everyone. You know, everyone can have their own identity and do whatever they want,
mm-hmm.
as long as you support us and give us your patronage.
Yeah, I agree. Exactly. Still Bread Co.
So, back to 2 Shamrocks.
I don't know where we left off.
So, something I did notice is that they do have takeout available.
Yes,
they do. Which is important, because good food You know, if you're not feeling great and you don't want to be in public, you can still grab your takeout and go home with it. Let's see. They had a lot of TVs.
Yes, they did have the opening day game on.
Yeah, so they had that on. They had some other stuff going. I heard the what I think was the owner talking about how they had golf going on earlier in the day.
Because it's the Masters weekend.
Okay.
Tiger's back. It's so important.
Well, then you can be excited about Tiger.
I am really excited about Tiger. He's
good.
I'll find out where he's ranking tomorrow. I'm so excited. I was really excited.
But yeah, so they have lots of TVs. Let's see. So, the prices in general, reasonable, looked pretty decent. And then we got the food.
Yeah, you want to tell them what you ordered?
Yes. So, we started, for our appetizers, we got scotch eggs, and they're sweet potato tots, is how they labeled them.
You sure? I thought they were potato cakes.
No, they were definitely tots. Hold on. I took a picture of the menu for a reason.
I wrote it down.
Well, I wrote down tots.
No, that's the description. There are tots, but the name is called cakes. But it's more like hush puppies than they are. I'm right. Like Bread Co. is right.
Shut up.
This is gonna be a theme all episode.
It's okay, it's fine. So, the Dublin sweet potato cake is sweet mashed potato tots served with beer cheese or sweet honey soy sauce.
See, that's what we got wrong. So I thought I read it was sweet honey.
We're wrong.
Or soy sauce.
You were wrong.
No, I said sweet potato cakes. Sweet potato cakes.
I know, but you were wrong at the restaurant.
Well, yeah, because that's how they wrote it.
It is kind of like, I don't know, if you're drinking too much, it looks like sweet honey soy sauce, but it's sweet honey soy sauce as one phrase, not two phrases. Yes.
There's no, this is why the Oxford comma is very important.
The Oxford comma is very important. This is not an appropriate time for the Oxford comma, though.
Yes, I agree. But most people don't put the Oxford comma.
No.
So you would assume, the Oxford comma is implied.
We assume everyone's an idiot.
Yes and no. It's a no.
We didn't buy a round for the kitchen.
Oh, we were too busy.
We were too excited about everything.
We were too excited.
So that is the potato cake description. And we got both beer cheese and the sweet honey soy sauce. Both were good.
I prefer the cheese.
The cheese was way better.
I would have much preferred if I just had sweet honey. Because I was actually looking for it. That's why I ordered the sweet honey. Because I was like, oh, I get honey.
Just a honey would be really good.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I was really excited about it. Mm. You have a little,
we'll just bring our own next time.
I guess. pour a little Jameson in it.
A little Jameson and honey and a little spice, and then some sweet potato.
Yeah. So that was really good. I think that was like, what, $8? Mm-hmm. It came in 8 pieces from what I counted. I said, they were kind of fried more like a hush puppy kind of type.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like a tater tot.
Yeah.
It's more like a round hush puppy kind of potato ball.
I think you called it a bite.
Yes.
Because it's like a two-bite kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. So that's why I think it was like a hush puppy.
Yeah.
It's round, spherical. Yeah. They are also very it's sweet. So sweet potatoes, so you get that nice sweetness to it. It is very fluffy and airy, so it's not like heavy or dense. And that's what I really liked about it. I think it goes really well by itself, and I think it went really well with the cheese.
Yeah.
Now that sweet honey soy sauce they had was, it's more of like a soy sauce paste.
Yeah.
It's kind of what it looked like to me, what it tasted like. I'm not a big fan of it.
I don't think
it's too salty.
I don't think it was the right dish mixture.
I would agree.
Yeah. There's probably something that sauce will go well with.
Yes.
But I don't think it's with that.
To me, it felt more like a dessert more than it would have been an appetizer.
Yeah. Okay.
That's just me.
I can see that with the combo of sweet and salty.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's just me. But still good. Still good as an appetizer.
Yeah. And they were good on their own, too. That was the other thing.
I could eat it. I could eat it like a dozen of those just by themselves.
Super freaking good. Fresh feel, too. Like, I could tell they had just cooked them.
Yes.
Which was really
nice. That was the theme of all the food that we ordered was they were all pretty much cooked. Pretty fresh to it. And then that goes right into our scotch eggs that we got. And they were freaking delicious. So they had, it's basically two giant eggs cut in half. So you get four. And It was freaking good. Nice and greasy, steamed right out of the fryer. Oh. Nice breading, kind of really reminds me of the what it should be. But for our listeners out there, it's more like a kind of, if who hasn't had it before, it was more like a country fried steak kind of breading. Yes. And then you kind of get that breakfast sausage coating in the middle, in between the breading and the hard boiled egg. Yes. I think we both agreed it would have been better if it was like a little, medium boiled?
Oh, yeah.
Medium boiled egg?
So they were definitely hard boiled eggs by the time it was finished. So like a perfectly done Scotch egg is more of like a, it's more like a medium.
It's not soft.
No, it's not that. Soft, but it's like a medium.
Yeah. It's like, it's like right before you hit hard where it's still a little runny in the middle. The yolk's still a little runny.
So they didn't have that.
That's hard to do.
It's hella hard to do.
That's so hard to do.
And I mean, it could have literally been that he, you know,
they were 30 seconds off. How many times I watched MasterChef and they try to do that as a challenge? I'm like, how do they even do this?
Dude, it's so hard. It's
so hard.
Well, and that's, so we've made it here at the house before. And they, I mean, they were delicious. They were also ginormous like these eggs were.
It's hard to get the proportions right.
The proportions, it's so hard. Well, yeah, because you want that sausage layer on it.
Yeah, because isn't it supposed to be more spherical? This one's more of an oval.
Yeah. So they were definitely like an oval.
But
like,
it's so hard to make an egg shape into a sphere.
Yeah.
Because then now your whole proportion's not proportional.
Right. Yeah, there's so much that goes into it. The fact that they even do it at all made me happy. So
it made me happy that they did it well.
Yeah, yeah, no. Like,
having it on the menu does not mean it's good.
Which is
And
fair.
They did it really well.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was nice and juicy, big. They did have a side of mustard, brown mustard with it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's me. I preferred if it was like a little spicier thing, like a sauce to it, like sriracha.
I would like more of a
or
spice.
Like a spicy mayo or something, or a spicy, something like that is what it would cut it for me. But I don't, I think it was really good. I liked it.
Yeah.
I think it was pretty good.
I would absolutely order them again. That's not even a question.
Yeah. Do you want to see what you ordered for your entree, though?
For the entrees, yes. So I had the beef and boerzin, which was labeled as fork tender beef with melted creamy boerzin cheese, which in parentheses, French triple creamed cheese with garlic and herbs. So it's like fancy cheese. And then fried onions served with a side of bacon jam. So the fried onions were like on the sandwich itself. Like it was all like layered together. And then the bacon jam served on the side. Sandwich itself, really good. Like
it
I could eat that just on its own. So like I saved half of it for the next day and I ate that for breakfast the next morning.
Did you eat it cold?
I did eat it cold. I was tired and I was hungry and I wanted food.
Okay, fine.
Okay. So it comes with this bacon jam. The bacon jam is like sweet and smoky and bacony, and like just a little bit onto the sandwich really does make it.
It looked good.
It was very, very tasty. I would absolutely order it again anytime. Like that might be something I do for a takeout. Because the flavor itself was just delightful. The bread felt very fresh as well. Like, I don't know if it was necessarily fresh-baked bread.
Oh, was that
very fresh? Probably not.
It's not. It's not. If I ever go to a bar and make fresh-baked bread as their buns, okay. I'm like, what are you doing at the bar? Okay.
Making all the money.
Yeah.
But no, like, the actual, like, sandwich, really, really good on its own. Even better with the jam. Because you got a sweet, smoky bacon.
It looked like a chutney. It looked so good.
Look like a chutney. But it went on really well. Like, you could dip into it and hold the texture of it.
Was it, like, thick? Or was it, like, was it overpowering?
It was definitely it's a thick. Okay. But it's not overpowering. It just adds.
So, is it, like, you know how, like, jams are? Like, they're very viscous and they have, like, a really in-your-face jam taste. Is it like that?
No.
Okay.
It's like a subtle add-on to it.
Okay.
Which was very delightful. What else did I have on it? Yeah, smoky, spicy, sweet.
Well, you had fries, and you loved your fries on there.
I did love my fries.
Crazy potato girl.
Okay, so fun fact. Lots of Irish in my blood.
Well, was it 53%? from your 23andMe?
It's only like 30 something.
Oh, 30? Okay, yes, yes. So
I'm like 30.
So much.
Irish, German, and Scandinavian.
Okay. So much. That's so much, guys. Not even 50%.
Will you shut up? Go take your 100% somewhere else, please.
I don't take it. You just know.
I know. Exactly. Know. So, I love potatoes. Potatoes are my favorite food group. These fries were delicious. I did not need ketchup or sauce or anything with them. They were very much the like homestyle fry where you can tell that like someone chopped them up in the back this morning or whenever. Doesn't necessarily need to be this morning. But like they were hand chopped. They still had the browns of the skin on it. They were very well salted. So not the overpowering like, you know, oh, someone just dumped a packet of salt on top of these. But like, they appropriately salted them after they were pulled out of the fryer. Like the texture of them is really good where you get like that crunch, but then you get potato. I don't know. It's like absolutely perfect. I need their fries all the time now.
They do have a potato bar.
They did have a potato bar.
Yeah.
So that might be, you know, another adventure there. We have to go after.
We're going to go there at least another time.
Oh, 100%.
We're going to go there at least another time. I might not go to the potato bar, but I'm not a very potato person.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, that's why.
I will try every kind of potato, and I'm okay with this.
I'm not saying, like, certain potatoes aren't good. I'm just, like, all gung-ho like you are about potato.
Potato good.
Potatoes.
Potato good.
Yeah. Okay, so I had the Reuben as my... Sorry, are you good? You got any other potatoes?
Potatoes.
Fun fact. Okay, no, okay, good.
Smash them, boil them, stick them in the stew.
Yeah, so I... Okay, good. So I had the Reuben. I mean, you're at Irish bar. You gotta get a classic Reuben with your scotch eggs, which is, you know, pretty... It was pretty simple. You know, it was your, you know, house-made corned beef, you know, sauerkraut, Thousand Island dressing, all on a nice marble rye bread, which was really good. I think it was just like nothing. I think it was just a classic, nice Reuben. You know, juicy, thick pieces of meat on it. You know, probably a good third inch, based on what I remember and saw. And then you have your nice sauerkraut on top. Some Reubens used to have like a heavier side of the Thousand Island, so it kind of covers it up. This has a nice proportion where you had a good taste of everything. Marble rye bread was grilled nicely, nice and warm, a little crunchy to it, but not too hard, like a toast kind of a feel. Mm-hmm. So that's what I really liked about it. Mine came with some Irish chips with it. So basically, how you describe your fries is basically the same way how I would describe the chips. Nice, thinly cut. They kept the skins on the outside, so you kind of get that nice kind of char burn when they fry it in the fryer.
So good.
I do like Irish chips. Like that's like the one potato I like is chips.
Okay, and that's fair.
I love chips. Fries is it's too dense, you know?
Too much potato?
Too much potato. I like that nice. I like, you know, I like the thing where you like, I like it where it's like not one bite and you get so much. It's like just enough where I just like, I'm addicted. I want another handful. Mm-hmm. I want another handful. I want another piece. I want another piece. That's why chips are so addicting.
That's fair. I mean, chips are very addicting. There's no question.
Like usually when you get one baked potato, you only want one.
Yeah.
I want more than one bag of potato chips.
That's fair. See, okay, but here's why I like fries, though, is because, like, I have my thing of fries, and then I'm good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If I have a plate of chips, I want another plate of chips. If you have a plate of fries...
That's the problem with chips, though. That's why I don't like to go for chips. Because if they're too good, then I want more. But fries, like, when I finish my fries, I'm like, okay, I'm good. I'm content. Like, I'm happy now.
Different content.
It is very different types of satisfaction.
I like the addiction.
I don't like the addiction.
So if you don't want addiction, just don't do it. That's how it works. Addiction is like you do or don't.
That's why I get fries, not chips.
Yes. Yes, that's one way to put it. So for me, the Reuben was really good. I mean, this is a classic Reuben. Nothing... it's just so easy to ruin a Reuben. That's why it's like, when you have a good one, it's like, it's good.
Yes.
But it's never like, you never had like, have you had like a really good Reuben? Apparently our cat says, maybe.
Diomedes over there says, I've had a good Reuben. It was the mole I ate the other day. Or the rabbit. Or the bird. Depends on the day.
We have a hunting cat here.
I do have a hunting cat. Oh, that was loud.
So yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you can't like, you can't take it for granted. Like when you have a good sandwich or good something, because it's so you, most of the time you have it aren't cooked well.
Yes.
Not done good, done well. So other than that, I think it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was definitely good. So one of the locals specifically like leaned over and recommended for our next visit that we try the Calcannon, which is like potatoes and leeks and
cabbage. Was it that the one I was about to order?
I was about to order because you looked at it and went meh.
No.
Yes.
No. I mean, okay. Pull the menu up.
I will pull the menu.
Pull the menu up. I'm not gonna.
This is not hard for me.
Use the corned beef and cabbage in the back, right?
No, it was the meatloaf.
Oh, he was talking about the meatloaf. The meatloaf comes
with Calcannon, which, is mashed pot with leeks and cabbage mixed in.
Okay.
So I'm assuming a mashed pot is mashed potatoes, basically.
We'll find out.
And then with leeks and cabbage. Because obviously I have to get that next time.
I was going for the corned beef and...
You were going for the corned beef
and cabbage. The classic, yeah.
Yeah, so which was a house-made corned beef, cabbage, green beans, and roasted potatoes. Yeah, and they've also got, like, they've got fish and chips. They've got beef tenderloin.
I do want to do the... I really was tempted to do the beef tenderloin, too.
That also looks really good. They've got a baked potato bar.
They don't have... Do they have shepherd's pie? Was that on the menu?
Yeah, I can't remember. It is there.
Okay, that was another thing I was going to try. I wanted one of everything.
So the fun thing is, so it's shepherd's pie listed $13. Like, so when it...
Awesome deal.
I bet you, though, when that comes out, that's coming in, like, a cast iron, like...
That thing's going to be this big. It's going to be a big...
Like, it's probably going to be a big thing, though, honestly, yeah. There's no description to it, though. It's like, you know what this is,
or you don't. Yes.
And that's your problem, not theirs.
That's how it is. That's how it should be.
Let's see. And then they... Let's see. You can buy a round for the kitchen for $5.
Yeah, we did forget to do that.
We forgot to do that. We will make sure we do that on the next round. Absolutely. So one of the other things we did order, to go, so my husband did not go with us on this round. So I got him one of the Burt's Burgers, which is a 1/2 pound all ground chuck brisket and short rib burger grilled to your perfection. So I did medium rare cause I know he doesn't microwave his,
let me see that. What kind of cut did it have? Brisket? Short rib?
I know. And,
what's the other one?
And I just had them put pepper jack cheese on it.
Ooh.
And then he's not a veggie person, so he just had pepper jack cheese and a burger, and he said it was really good. So good. Even though he didn't eat it till the next day, like it was still really good. And he even said the fries were still good the next day, and didn't like even though they were like cold fries.
Should have gotten
like,
a bacon egg on it. Oh, that's right.
I knew he wasn't going to eat it till tomorrow, like the next day. So the egg defeated the purpose. I don't want a day old egg.
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't know.
It's fine. It's like day-old bacon. That's another thing that we could eat cold. It's cold bacon.
Bacon I can eat cold. That's fair. I don't know if I want a cold egg, though. Unless it's like...
Have you had a cold egg? Yeah, it's not a sandwich. Yeah, I agree. That's what this is. I agree.
I don't know. I don't know that I would want it like the next day. It's one thing if it's like same
you,
day.
Wait. You not want it like 2 days later?
Like a cold egg?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Not for me. You don't like fries.
You didn't heat the burger back up. You ate it cold.
I know. That's why I got him medium rare, because I know, because I specifically thought about it. I was like, wait, is he going
to
nuke this?
Wait, shouldn't it be the opposite? Because you know you're not going to heat it up, so that's why you want to get it medium. So then, because if you get medium rare and you heat up, it cooks the meat more.
Right. That's why I got medium rare, because that's what he likes.
Oh, okay.
Because I knew he would straight eat it that way.
Okay.
Because I'm a good wife. Thank you very much.
Well, no, I'm not saying you aren't. I'm just saying, like, people, when they order a burger, they like it a little bit more cooked, like more medium.
Oh, no. You know. Okay, but did you pay attention to what I listed was in this?
Yes, short rib and brisket.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I would order that, too.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that I would have gotten everything else with bacon and an egg on it.
That's fair.
I would
have gotten the peanut butter and strawberry.
Okay, so it did look good. So it does come with a side. It does come with like a peanut butter and strawberry. Yes. So I don't know if you like listeners out there. Some burger places, I think Five Guys does it.
Do they?
There's a few other burger places I've been to where they have this peanut butter burger. It's basically they slide a peanut butter on it, and sometimes this one comes with. Can you imagine having a nice burger and you had a bacon and then some peanut butter?
Yes. Yeah, but there's also strawberry jelly. It's not just peanut butter. It's peanut butter and strawberry.
Well, it's like that bacon jam you got. It's got that nice cut to it. That's
fair. Maybe. Maybe we'll try it in the future.
This looks so good. It sounds good. Like, I'm allergic to peanut butter. I'm like, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, no. It would literally kill you.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would. But it sounds delicious. Delicious. That might be like one of, like, you know how like people I have a last meal when they like before like the death sentence or anything? I'm like, what do you want? Peanut butter burger.
Just have an epic pen on standby for me, please. Thank you. So he said the burger was still good. I mean, it was a day old.
It a big burger? I didn't get to see how.
I didn't even open the box.
Oh my gosh.
I have no idea.
All right.
It's all him. Maybe we'll get a cameo later from him.
Okay.
The biggest note that I had for end of the night was they did a 3% charge for credit cards.
Yes.
So which is interesting. If you use a card at all, they're going to charge you 3%.
Your card would decline.
My card declined. Payday was the next day, okay?
This is why you don't use debit cards.
Yeah, but they're so much easier. Because then
I agree.
I know my balance.
I agree.
And then it stops me from overspending.
I disagree with that.
The other thing I did notice. So I went to the bathroom while I was there. They had a heater pointed at the toilet. So that the actual toilet seat was warm the whole time.
That must be nice.
It was lovely.
I'm a dude, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, no.
But
I don't have an option.
Okay.
Because hovering is stupid. Just personal
take. I don't know how girls do it, but I'm not. That's why I like. I'm glad sometimes. Oh my god.
Some women hover, and then they actually end up just causing more of a mess.
More of a mess.
But then they don't clean up after themselves.
Okay.
Which is stupid.
Okay.
If you're going to hover, you got to clean up after yourself.
I don't think this is the appropriate episode when you talk about this.
So, on that note, the food was all delicious at Two Shamrocks.
Yes, yes. Highly recommend.
Yes.
Definitely go back. Prices were great. Atmosphere was great. I like the local. I think the local guy who came out, was that an owner?
Or I think maybe, it was the owner.
They were very...
Very chill.
Very chill. They were also very nice and hospitable about like the service and all that. Hey, do we need this? Do we need that? Lots of check over. So I really like them a lot.
Yes.
But we'll find out more on the next time if that level of service continues.
Yes.
So, and it's also not a really big place.
No, it's just small.
Despite it looked a lot bigger on the outside than it did on the inside.
Yes.
Because I think when you went back, it just
yeah, there. It just ends right.
It looked like I thought it extended. There's like another room back there, but
no, that was it.
Okay.
So if you have also been to Two Shamrocks, let us know your thoughts. Use our Twitter, Instagram, whatever the fuck we have by now, and then we might just share your thoughts on the next pod. And I think...
We hungry.
Yeah, that's all for today. Time. Thanks for listening and join us next week. Because we hungry.